welcome to my podcast. This is High Frequency Vibes. For anybody who comes to listen to any of my podcasts, I am here to help you out, come out of that deep funk wherever you're stuck, okay, and to bring you straight into the abundance frequency and remove the deficit frequency from your life for good. If you're here, you're meant to be, and just know that you were guided to come here. You were guided to come here because there's information here for you, and you needed to know this. Whatever it is, just scroll through my hundreds of podcasts, and I am fairly new here as well, and I don't really do anything with my podcast. I don't promote myself much, but still, people do still find me somehow because I am being genuine, authentic, and I'm putting all the information out there that people need, and it is somehow being found by yourself if you're here, okay? Welcome to my podcast, and you are my Soul Tribe members, and well, just take a break, listen to this podcast, and you'll get lots of wisdom and light codes coming in. This segment is about disentanglement. So, you have felt entangled in a lot of situations with a lot of people, karma, patterns, circles, cycles, situations lately. And you probably have felt this way all of your life. Yeah. I know I've been entangled in many stories, whether I wanted to be part of it or not. It looks like people still want me to be part of their story, even if I don't want to be part of their story. It's funny at times, like people still want to pull you into their own dramas. People still want to create a lot of chaos and bring gossip and all kinds of issues into your life, even if you don't want to be involved and engaged with them. I definitely know a few people like that in my life who I want nothing to do with them, but they still want to bring me drama and all kinds of issues and dramas and just total drama kings, queens, okay? And so even though you don't want anything to do with them, doesn't mean people don't want anything to do with you. Doesn't mean that. Because what you have is what people want. What you have is what people want. So be careful, be cautious out there. Be very, very careful, because you might not have a bad bone in your body, but people do look at you in a very bad way. People do look at you as if you are their enemy, even though you've never done anything to them. They just don't like the fact that you're successful, that you're doing well, that you are happy, and that you are moving on really with your life, and that they are not they're not able to do that. They're not happy. They don't have anything. They don't have not even 0.01% of what you have in your life. But that's their karma. It's their karma. And so you are happy, and you're moving on, and that you're doing very well with your life, and you are following your path. You are wise. You are looking for information. You're looking for wisdom. You're looking for knowledge. You're thirsty and hungry for knowledge, and the right kind of knowledge, not just kind of anything that will come your way, but you know what your soul is going to align with. And you probably have gone to many gurus and and teachers, and that you're still finding out, I don't like those teachings. So you're going to find your own teaching, your own teacher, and your own wisdom. And we're all teachers of each other. And even those who I teach are also my teachers in some ways. I'm a lecturer by profession. I teach, and all my students do teach me in return, because this is just how it is. I learn from everyone. And so if you feel entangled in many stories, and that people are still keeping you into their stories, even though you want nothing to do with them and you want nothing to do with their story, and you don't want them to be part of your story, they still want you to be in their story. So you have some unfinished business from karma is past life, okay? And if something persists for long enough, that means it's a past life issue. And unless until you clear karma totally, everything is karma in your life. Unless you know how to clear karma and get yourself out of these karmic patterns and cycles, you still have karma that you are living. And when you are in karma, you're not free. You have no free will. You are living other people's lives. You are living in other people's stories. Just like, you know, they say, you know, you could be stuck in other people's dreams. And so same way, what if you are really stuck in other people's stories, and that these stories are not your own? Be careful, be very careful. If you're entangled into other people's stories, dreams, and that they are pulling and dragging onto your energy and feeding on your energy, being vampires of your energy, then you're not living your life, you're living their life. They have made you their victim, and you are of course living in their story. So make sure you're not living in anyone's story, you're living in your own personal story, and that you disentangle yourself from all these karmic stories, these stories. And listen, you might want good for people, you might have a good heart, but it's not everyone that wants good for you, okay? People who are jealous, envious, and dangerous, and you have karma with them, and have unfinished business, and if they are very, very, very dangerous people, especially if you're very powerful, they'll come for you, and they will entangle themselves with you. So you're gonna have to remove these people. Karmic people don't leave, you have to remove them. You must remove them, because they do not leave, because it's too good for them. Why would they leave? You know, you're in their story, and you are the giver, and they feed on you. Why would they leave? You're a jackpot. You're a spiritual wealth. Why would they leave? They wouldn't leave. They would not leave. And bad karmic stories. When I talk about karmic stories, I am mainly referring to bad karmic stories. And obviously good ones are not really. I mean, they can be karmic as well. They can be karmic, but usually bad karmic stories are really past life stories. They wouldn't go away. They will not go away, and they are here to stay, and they are here to stay and to be the predator, and you're the prey, okay? Be careful. And there are many people scheming and plotting and planning behind your back, and how to bring you down, and how to make you unhappy, because you're just happy. You're happy. You have high frequency. You have high frequency vibes, and you're protected by the divine. You're super protected by the divine. No one can mess with you. You have very powerful ancestors, powerful guardian angels, powerful ancestors who are here to look after you. And anyone who has bad intentions for you are going to suffer big time. Everything that they've done to you, they are paying for it right now. There's judgment happening, okay? Karmic justice is happening. There's judgment happening. There's judgment happening in divine courts, okay? This is what I mean by that is, things are happening behind the scene that you're not even aware of, okay? And it's karma. It's karmic justice. Karmic justice is divine justice. Mm-hmm. And this is happening right now. It's happening right now. Whatever they took from you, they must return. And you are being disentangled from all these very bad, toxic, venomous people and stories, okay? And they cannot hurt you. They will not be able to hurt you anymore. All right. Until next time, I send you lots of love. Bye-bye.